You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. I'm not entirely sure if it's simply the algorithm speaking, or if it's more of a cultural conversation that's being had across many communities at the moment. But I'm seeing and hearing a lot about our inner child, specifically the need to heal our inner child and to process the trauma and the grief that this child version of us has experienced. This concept has never sat with me very well. I acknowledge the power of reflection and unpacking the beliefs that we've developed from our childhood. But this information needs to be used in the present moment to move us forwards in our life. The narrative at the moment seems to stop at the reflection and the unpacking. There's little practical advice around what we should then do, the actions that we should take from that place of awareness and understanding. A few weeks ago, I attended a lecture with Marianne Williamson. She spoke to this idea around healing our inner child, and she was able to articulate it in a way that really resonated with me. She said, "It's sad when a child doesn't experience childhood, but it's pathetic when an adult does not experience adulthood." Direct, clear, honest. If our gaze is fixed only on what happened or didn't happen back then, if we get stuck ruminating on what should have been better, how it should have gone, we miss the beauty and the opportunity available to us here in this present moment, and also for what lies ahead. I believe that we all have elements of trauma from our childhood, but we have a choice if that trauma robs us of the life that we want to create as adults. It's not about denying our childhood or burying our heads in the sand, but there has to be both the reflection and processing, and then the future visioning and the gentle steps towards who we want to become and what we want to be an example of in the world as adults. Rumination can feel comfortable in its familiarity. It can give us a sense of safety and security. But it can be the invisible weight that we carry through our days that make it impossible to feel free. It's about gently turning our gaze from looking to our past and inner child and tenderly reorienting ourselves towards our future and our inner adult that we want to become. Who might you be if you spend time becoming familiar with your inner adult rather than tending endlessly to your inner child? That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100 day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.